Do we know where this new Earth is? And does it have any connection to this present Earth?
Yes. Here's what we know. 2 Peter 3 says, the whole Earth is going to be destroyed. And then it talks about with fire and the elements melting and all of that. Now, if that was the only passage you have, you'd say, okay, well, that's it. That's the end of the Earth. But the exact same passage goes right on to say in verse 13, therefore, we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells. Okay, so I think the analogy we have in Scripture that is most likely the most effective one is that as the new body will be to the old body, so the new earth will be to the old earth. Because, see, it's not just the earth that gets destroyed. Think of people who lived 2,000 years ago. Their bodies have been destroyed for, you know, millennia. But their bodies will be raised. You know, the molecules, the DNA, whatever, however it's easy for God. He's God, you know. He'll just do whatever's necessary for the resurrection. So I think the best way to think of the new earth is simply the old earth resurrected. You say, but wait, the old earth was destroyed. Yeah, like our bodies can be destroyed and raised, and that's no problem for God. So old earth destroyed, whether he just reassembles the molecules or the remains or whatever and shapes that into the new earth or however he does it. So right now, I think the answer is the new earth does not exist. It's not anywhere yet because it hasn't been fashioned and created yet. But in a sense, our best anticipation of the new earth is the old earth that we're living on right now. So just as our new bodies will not be non-bodies, they'll be our old bodies with all the features of those bodies, but made perfect. So the new earth will be the old earth, but no longer under the curse, no longer sin, no longer suffering.